details of the program, as well as the pricing. He's on the line now, Juan. Thank you.
Okay. Hello. Hello, Juan?
Yes.
How are we doing today, Juan?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Not bad at all. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. I know you were speaking to Mark, and he does a really good job of explaining what we do. The major benefit of this position, it just became available within our company, and we are filling this today, right? So we are looking for one company to promote on that first page of Google. Once we find that company, the thing is we can't work with anybody else that does what you do in the area. So that's the major benefit. We don't work with the competitors or anything like that. So that's a huge plus on what we do here. I see that you do have some online presence, Juan. I do notice that you do have AJ Junk Removal on Yelp. I think you have that listing. Are you using that paid service for them, or you just have a listing there?
I just have a listing. I have not, like I was telling your coworker, I haven't really started advertising because I just picked up the trailer. So I need to start doing advertising in that.
Okay. Well, perfect timing. That's awesome. So you're doing junk removal. Let me ask you a question. Right now, what is the main city you're focusing on, just so I can give you some exact numbers as far as jobs that you would be able to get and so forth?
Well, I want to stay, like, in my area, so West Hills, Woodland Hills, Thousand Oaks, Alabama.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Those are all good areas, actually. that's
right.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, we're in California as well. And we're located in Orange County, city of Fountain Valley. It's like, about 10 minutes away from, Disneyland, give or take. So not too far from the beach,
right.
Not too far from the the main cities. But, all right. So yeah, but if you're looking at West Hills and, Calabasas and, just to give you an example, when someone were to type in, junk remove in those areas, we make sure we can program you in for those keywords in those areas as well. So, for example, just to give you an idea, if I were to type in, your services in the area, we got Best Valley Junk Removal. We got Budget Junk Removal. Too Much Junk. That's a funny name. We also got Lion Junk Removal. Junk King of San Fernando Valley, All Junks Removal Services, Same Day Junk Removal, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's a big company. I think that's everybody kind of knows
yeah,
that one.
Big company.
Yeah,
right.
Big company. Yeah, so that would be kind of like the, kind of in a nutshell what we would do is get you programmed in. Those companies are actually getting optimized on the first page of Google. And, they're seeing really good results, and that's what we can do for your business. One of the other things that I do notice is that you don't have a Google business profile, right? Like, you haven't created your GBP on Google?
No? No, not yet.
Okay, no worries. And have you ever thought about having a website as well, like a www.ajjunkremoval.com?
Yeah, like I said, I was just waiting to get the trailer, and then I got a couple more coming in, so I was just waiting actually have the trailer so I can start advertising.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so that's something that we can add, with this listing is a fully optimized, Google-compliant, customized website. So the website,
okay,
obviously can show, your work, just, I'm pretty sure you have, like, before and after pictures of, like, all the stuff you hauled or, maybe the trailer and stuff like that. Do you think you'd be able to have pictures like that for your customers' review?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So that's something that we can also include as a website. And every listing on Google, that the ones that are ranking on that first page have to have a website, and that's why we can create one for you. We'll purchase the domain. If AJ Junk Removal is available, then we'll purchase that. If not, we'll purchase something that's similar to that, the company name, right? Do you have a Facebook business profile for the company, or not yet?
I'm currently working on the Facebook
okay.
business page. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay. And, yeah, so I'm assuming with that you have, like, a personal Facebook page as well?
Right.
Right, yeah, okay, cool. So if you haven't started or you haven't yet programmed it, that's something that we can definitely take over for you. The reason why
okay.
I'm asking this question is because Facebook is pretty scary, okay? And here's why. I don't know if you've ever Googled something or looked on something for Amazon or whatever the case may be, and then that same thing that you were talking about or even just searching online pops up on your Facebook or social media feed. Has that happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So those are called retargeting ads, and that's combined with Google. So basically when someone is looking for junk removal or they're even talking to someone, like it's crazy. They have like Amazon Alexa, and they're talking about junk or like, hey, I need to remove the junk that's in the backyard. Oh, I need to, you know, get this hauled away and whatever the case may be. I need to do some cleanup. Or, you know, I need someone to take this post-construction demolition, whatever the case may be. So, you know, if they're even talking about it, the Facebook retargeting ads are a killer program. And that's something that we also do because we don't just want to cover you on Google. We also want to cover your company on the social media platform. When it comes to Instagram and TikTok, let's be honest, Juan, those are more for those are more for influencers, I would say, right? But people that are actually, you know, a little bit older, they use Facebook, and that's one of the things that we found out by trial and error. So Facebook works really, really well with us and what we do.
Okay.
So the last thing we would do is we would get you programmed in on Apple Maps as well. That's tied in with Yelp. I don't know if you noticed that Apple Maps shows Yelp reviews as well. And then which you have a listing, which is great. We can optimize that too. And then it gets you also on Bing, which is another search engine. So basically cover all your bases when it comes to digital marketing from A to Z, right? So once again, once we work with someone, we can't work with anybody else, and our job is to dedicate our full attention to getting you the maximum results, right? Now, the companies that are listed on that first page of Google, Juan, are the companies that are actually getting those jobs, right? Because they're being found when someone is searching on their phone, tablet, you know, desktop, you know, that's where you want to be out. And you, not only just in West Hills, but the surrounding areas, like a 50-mile radius, like you mentioned.
Right.
So that's Calabasas, Oak Park, and so forth. So let's get some pricing, right? So everything that we do here, Juan, is month to month. There's no contracts. We definitely have to bring you the work in for this to make sense. I mean, if it's not paying for itself, then it's just another bill. It's not really an investment, right? With you getting
right.
your trailer in, it'll be perfect timing because it does take some time to get you programmed in so that you wouldn't have to worry, hey, you know, it's not like we're going to flip a switch and say, hey, we're going to put AJ's junk removal on the first page of Google the next day. It doesn't work that way, right? So it gives you time to get yourself settled in before you start taking on business. And the good thing is that your business is the type of business that pretty much everybody's got junk. Like, I just had to call a junk removal for my property. I bought an acre of land. I'm located in the high desert in California. And when I bought the acre, the owner sold the property as is, and they had a bunch. It was ridiculous. I have so much stuff in the back. You can't fit it in dumpsters. No matter how many times you fill them up, it's not going to happen. So, you know, I had to call a junk removal company to kind of get that out of my property because it was like a sore thumb. So it's a profitable service that you have. Okay, so I can do two things. I can waive a portion of your setup fee. The reason why is you said you have a business profile for Facebook, and then you also mentioned that you you didn't mention. I actually saw you have some presence on Yelp, which is good. So Google likes to see that you have directories as well. So I can waive a portion of your setup fee and just leave it at $99 to begin with, to the first setup fee, and then month to month it would be $299, right? So the first initial investment you're looking at $398 to start today, and then every month it would be $299 to get your company on the first page of Google, have your professional website that's 100% compliant with your services and pictures on there, and then we can get you on other directories like we mentioned and, you know, get you programmed in for the jobs that you're looking for. Now, at $299, Juan, how many jobs will we have to bring you for this to make sense?
In a week, like between six and eight,
Gotcha. Okay. All right. The reason why I say this is because I just ran. Let me just be exact. Hold on. I'm putting this on. Okay. So for the month, from July 20th through August 20th, which is 1 month, right? Just for the keyword in a 50-mile radius, there was 1,213 searches for the keyword junk removal. So, you know, I'm not saying, Juan, you're going to receive 1,215 phone calls, right? I don't think you'd be able to handle that much work.
Right.
But if you can capitalize on a percentage of those phone calls, just like those other companies, that's something that's definitely going to benefit you, right? And most of these companies that are on here, besides Best Valley Junk Removal and the other one is the 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Those are pretty big companies. Oh, there's another one, Junk Kings of San Fernando. Those guys have, like, a bunch of reviews, and the other companies are just smaller companies that don't have as much reviews. So we can out-program them and get your company in there if and when you are willing to help to get reviews for your business as well, right? Like, I'm pretty sure you can ask some friends and family that you've done business with to leave you a review on Google, right, once you have your profile?
Right.
Right, yeah. So the more reviews you have, the better it is, the better ranking. You know, it's just overall it's definitely a key point to getting you more results, right? So you know, at the $398 for the first month and $299, I think that's more than fair enough to get us an opportunity for your business, right?
Yeah, no, and what company is with any catch them?
Absolutely, yeah. Let me text that over to you right now so you can see who we are. The name of the company is Local Splash. We've been around for 20 years. We were established in 2004. So I'm going to send you our Google Business profile so you can check out our reviews and, you know, you can see our office and so forth. We work remote, but this is our office, that's in Fountain Valley. And then I'm also going to send you, our partnership with Google. So that's on Google's website for you to verify. It's impossible to kind of falsify that information. So we're a Google Premier partner, which is great. That just means that we get help from them. You know, we get you up there on their first page much quicker than anybody else would. So that's a huge plus. And then our pricing page, too, let me send you that. So usually our pricing is more expensive if you were to call us and go directly through our website. But since we called out to you to fill a listing, we can implement those discounts for you. So I sent you those text messages. I don't know if you were able to get those, Juan.
I'm driving.
Oh,
right now, so
gotcha.
I get
okay.
Home, yeah, I can look it over.
Yeah, I mean, is that something that you see value in or something that you want for your business? Is that something that you feel would bring you the necessary customers to kind of get you going?
No, yeah, that sounds good, but, you know, I'm just starting out, so it's kind of steep for me.
Gotcha. Like the price point you're saying?
Right.
Okay. Well, thanks for your honesty, man. I appreciate that. I mean, most people just give you an excuse, and it's just, you know, it's something else. But you're very straightforward. You said, hey, you know, the price is a little expensive. So, you know, to me, yeah, and I appreciate that, you know, and I can respect that. Yeah, starting off a new business, there's a lot of, you know, investment. You know, a lot of people don't understand that you have to invest in order to really make money. I don't care if you're selling hot dogs or, you know, tacos, you have to buy the tortilla, the meat, you have to buy the bread, you know, you see what I mean? So you have to buy the ingredients to make the hot dog. So there's an investment that really goes into it. But Google is where it's at because you and I use Google on a daily basis. You're probably using Google to drive to the job site you're probably going to or drive back home. Anyhow, it's something that's going to work for you for sure. So here's what I can do for you if you're willing to move forward. And this is, you know, this is something I'd be able to do for you. Is I could reach out to my supervisor James, and if I can get an approval code, then that will do two things for you, okay? Because to me, if I fill it with you, great. If I don't, it's okay. I can fill it with any other company, right? So, but the bottom line is fill it with a company that has no negative reviews. That's our requirement, and someone that is willing to take on more business. If you can't handle more business and people call you, there's just kind of no point. So I would be willing to do the following. I would be willing to completely waive your setup fee. So that will save you $99 for the programming. Keep in mind that we have to build your website. We have to purchase your domain. Like, that's something that we have to do on our end. So that's where we're investing in you as well. But also, you know, it's something that it's going to pay for itself in the long run on our end. So I'm seeing if I'm able to waive your setup fee. That's the first thing. And the second thing is possibly lower your month-to-month, right? So I did quote you at $299. That's pretty much the lowest that I can do myself. If I do get the James approval, which is my supervisor, that will bring you down to $249. So that'll save you $50 per month. And that would be an approval code that he would have to send to me. So it would
okay.
Take $150 off today, and then it would take $50 off of the programming and everything on a monthly basis. So if you break it down, you know, at the $249 rate, I mean, I think that's like about $8 and change to have your company on that first page of Google, and then really getting the customers that you're looking for. Because the cities that you're targeting are not cheap cities. They're really profitable cities, right? Like Calabasas, that's like where Kobe was at. You know what I mean? So not everybody's going to, you know, not everyone's going to call you. But what I'm saying, like, if you can get some business going in those areas, that's something that definitely will pay for itself. So, I mean, if I can get that price point approved at $249, is that something that you're willing to move forward today?
Yeah, it's something I'm willing to consider. Let me ask you a question, though.
Sure.
When I filed for the LLC, my business name had to change because it was already taken. So it's a different business name that I have listed, and I'm still going to change all that. But can you change everything even though I have a presence now?
Yeah, so right. So here's a good thing about what you just said, okay? Right now, you currently don't have a Google Business profile, so you're fine.
Okay.
Whatever business name you're gonna stick with and move forward with, that's the business name we're gonna list. And then upon that, what we're gonna do is we're gonna make sure that you have consistent information across the internet. Because that's a very good point that you bring up, and thanks for letting me know. Because at the end of the day, what Google requires you or us to do is to make sure you have a NAPW, which is name, address, phone number, and website, right? So that's what we do. We gotta make sure that your information is consistent all across the internet. So we could definitely change that information on Yelp, which you have a listing. You don't have a Google Business profile, which is fine. So don't worry about that. We can create it at however you want the company to show up. Google needs to verify that you're an actual human, like, right? Because there's a bunch of robots out there now with AI. So what they do is to verify your Google Business profile, your business. Is they'll either have a video call with you, you know, you could show them a picture of your trailer, you could show a picture of the tools that you have and so forth. And if you have any business cards, you can also do that. If the business is registered and insured, you can use it. It's not necessary, but that's something that you can also showcase to verify your business. So, you know, with that being said, to answer your question, yes, we can definitely make sure that gets published correctly all across the internet. So that's part of the service, is to make sure that you're being consistently marketed and advertised all over the internet the correct way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then also for the website, let me just send you a quick example of the website that we're going to be able to do. Through the website, people can book appointments. They can pay you through the website. You can upload YouTube videos. I mean, your gallery, the before and after pictures, the services. I mean, it's a full-blown customized website. If you go to GoDaddy or Wix, which are, you know, website companies, you'd be paying, you know, a couple $100 for a website just alone, right? So I'm going to throw that in at that price point if I do get that approved. But I'll send you an actual kind of example of how it looks. It'll be obviously it'll be the junk removal, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to send you an example of one so you can kind of see how it looks, and that way you just kind of have an idea of how it would kind of work for you. So I'm sending that right now. And this is just I'll do this one. Okay. That way you can check that out as well. All right, so I'm texting it to you right now. Okay, so that's an example of the website. And the cool thing is you can click on it to view it through your phone. If you're on a tablet, you can do that as well, or like laptop, and it'll showcase exactly how it's going to look on Google.
Okay.
Or on the internet, yeah. So, Juan, is this something that you like to move forward? If I can get that price point at $249?
And that'll be $249 monthly.
Yeah, so that would be a flat rate. So whether you receive 50 calls, 100 calls, 30 calls, whether you book, 10 jobs, 20 jobs, they're calling you directly, right? So that would be a month. There's no lead costs. There's no lead fees, any of that. And the best part about it too, Juan, is that you get a tracking and reporting system. So it's not like we're just going to say, hey, good luck. We're going to just put you on the first page of Google and see how it pans out the next month. we actually give you an application. We have an app, our local Splash Call app. And what that does is it tracks all the calls. All your calls will be recorded, so you can go back and replay everything, right? Like, hey, I talked to this person. I forgot what we talked about. Boom. You have that, and that's great. You could send SMS to your application. You could see all the calls and so forth. It's a pretty helpful tool to be able to manage your business, through your phone. That's something that we can do that. And it'll have a greeting for your company as well when they call you. So, it's more professional, it's legitimate. So that way, people nowadays, they want to check out more about a business, bottom line, right? So,
right.
They look at reviews, they look at a website. If you're well established and people see that you have that professionalism, it doesn't matter if you've been in business for 20 years. It doesn't matter if you've been in business for 1 month or a year. The thing online is having the right presence, doing business with the right company, and make sure that you have the right programming and optimization. That's basically what it is, right? A lot of business owners that I talk to, Juan, it's like they feel like, hey, well, I can't compete with some of these big companies because they do this, X, Y, and Z. Well, no, that's not the case. That's a myth. As long as you're, being programmed the right way and you're being, proactive in your campaign, like getting reviews and make sure that people are actually satisfied with your service, you'll outrank anybody, for the most part, fairly quickly. It's all in the quality of the work. But if you're kind of like second guessing it, not touching base with your clients or calling them back, and you're not getting reviews, of course you're not going to be able to be ranking higher because you're not putting in the work, right?
Right. Let me ask you a question. The flat rate is month to month. How about, is there a contract or you
absolutely
can't
not
time or
no?
And
absolutely
then,
not.
My other question is, once we get started, how long does it take to get present on?
Great question. Okay, so here's what you would be the next steps, Juan. So what we do is to answer your first question first. So this is a month-to-month service. There's absolutely no contracts, okay? All we ask is that you call 3 days before your next billing is due so we can stop the programming and, find another company to work with, right? So it's a month-to-month, no contracts. You get this in writing. You actually get your terms and conditions, and it has that in writing for your protection. Through our guidelines and our policy and our requirements through Google, we can't put anybody in a contract. So, so you're not going to date someone one day and then all of a sudden the next day it's like, hey, let's get married. It doesn't work that way, right? So we found out that very early on when we started the business. So it's a month to month. There's no contracts. If this is working out for you, great. You're going to be able to stick with us. If it's not working out for you, which I doubt, then you can cancel at any moment, right? So that's number one. Number two, as far as the timelines, okay? So what we do is we do what's called a client interview. So let's say I get that approval code and my supervisor said, yeah, you can sign up Juan for $249. So I would put in that approval code. What I do is I verify some information for the business, like the business name, address, so that way Google can send you, either a PIN verification or, they know where the business is located. We're not going to showcase your address, okay? So basic information, hours of operation, what keywords you want to be found for, what cities you want to target, very basic, right? Now, the client interview,
okay.
It could be done either today or tomorrow, okay? I have a full schedule. Let's see, I would have availability looking. I would have availability from 3 to 4 and two to three and 3 to 4. We have a couple spots there, and then we have availability tomorrow. But anyways, that client interview is with our technician. So I'm not the technician. I'm not going to program you in. It would be an actual technician who programs you in. So what they would do, they would verify all the information. When I submit your information in the back office here, they're going to do their homework to make sure they give you more precise keywords, the way that they're being typed in on Google. Make sense? Because people are searching a different way, and we're not just going to, you know, kind of like guess. We're going to actually make sure we do our homework and figure out what's actually being searched and how it's being searched so we can get the maximum results. So then they're going to ask you questions about your website. What colors? Do you have pictures and so forth? So once that client interview is done, then we're going to get your Google PIN verified. So Google is going to reach out to you within a week. Once again, they're either going to do a video call or going to send a postcard to your address. You have different ways. You can't determine exactly what way they're going to do it, but depends on zip code, depends on industry. So once that's done, you know, you get PIN verified. So it takes, you know, our terms and conditions say that it's going to take 30 to 60 days. I see people get up there. If you are proactive in your campaign and you're responsive, you know, I've seen people up in there as quickly as, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. I mean, on the low end. Your website will be done within a week. Your directories will be done within a week or so as well. So you'll have that. It's just the thing that takes the longest, in my experience, and just, you know, how we do business here, is your Google Business Profile to get optimized. Make sense? And what I mean by optimized is like programming every single keyword. And that's where we come in, right? The search engine optimization. So we're going to optimize your keywords to make sure that when people are typing in junk removal, you know, junk hauling. I mean, there's different ways of typing it, once again. So we have to program each keyword to make sure it's populating on the first page of Google. So it's fairly quickly. You know, we do have it, our partnership with Google, which makes things so much easier. Other companies can take 3 to 6 months, which, I mean, that's crazy. So.
Okay. For the Facebook page, I already started it, so I just gave you the information for the Facebook page, and you just kind of take over?
Great question. Yeah, so if you have a Facebook page already, yeah, we can definitely take over it. And then what we're going to do is we're going to run the retargeting ad, so that's included with the campaign as well. Right, so the price point that I'm giving you, if I can get you that $249, it'll include the retargeting ads. So $100 of that price that I just gave you goes towards Facebook. So we're not even making money on that. It's just we run the ads directly through Facebook, which we are a Facebook partner. We're a Meta partner. So yeah, 100%. We can run those ads and we can take over your Facebook. Yeah, obviously it's not going to connect to your personal. It's going to be a business one. So. Yeah, we can definitely take over it if and when we get the credentials as well, right?
Right. But for my personal, I can advertise the business.
Yeah, no. So here's the way it works, okay? So if you have a personal one, what we do is we create an actual business Facebook profile, because you wouldn't want your personal life to be in the mix of your professional company life, right? See what I mean? So we wouldn't want people to see, you know, you could still advertise on your personal one. I'm not saying that, but, you know, what we're going to do is you're going to be able to do this.
That was my question.
Yeah. So yeah, no. We don't mix both of them. No, but in order for you to start a Facebook business profile, like with, you know, AJ Junk Removal, you would have to have 100% a personal Facebook. And then what we do is we send you, our technician's going to send you a link. That link, you just click on it and enter your Facebook profile, and then it just creates – it'll link it up to your business one. It's crazy how it works. So it you don't have to do much on your end. Yeah.
Okay.
So I can reach out to him and get that approval code, you know, and start the process. Once again, I can get your profile created fairly quickly. The number one thing here is to make sure we have accuracy. So, you know, at the end of the day, you're being listed the way that you want to be listed. You know, that's the most important thing, you know. So let me ask you, I'll send you out that message. But as far as the company name, do you want to keep it at AJ Junk Removal? Is that what you want to do?
It's registered as, hold on, let me pull it up.
Sure, no worries.
It's registered at AJ Junk Hauling and Disposal, LLC.
Okay, AJ Junk hauling, and disposal. That actually sounds better, I'm not going to lie. It does, I just, you know, because when people think about, like, hauling and then but the disposal part, like, because you're doing both. I mean, I have a buddy that has his own demolition and junk removal company, but he's you know, I don't know, he's a crazy guy. But anyhow, he like, they charge you to dispose of it too, right? So, like, that's incurred, and that's actually baked into the whatever, you know, cost it would be. So, yeah, that's good. So, AJ Junk Hauling and Disposal, LLC, right?
Yeah.
LLC, okay. All right, and then, so, is the number that we're on, the 818-359-3006, is that the number that you want clients to contact you directly?
Yes.
Okay, and then for account purposes, well, actually, this is not for account, this is more for Google. Once again, they're not going to show your address on Google, you know, unless you're like a brick and mortar, right? Like an actual, you know, establishment like that people go to. But what is your address, right, so we can send you that PIN verification?
It's 6501.
Okay.
Danny Boyer.
Avenue. Mm-hmm.
Avenue, yeah.
Yeah, Los Angeles, California. Oh, it's Los Angeles.
913
yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. West Hills. All right. Yep, I got it here. Okay, so as far as Juan, what's your last name? Once again, this is for account purposes, not to get you.
Vitella, V-I-T-E-L-A. V as in Victor.
So V-I-T-E-L-A?
E-L-A. E-L-A,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And what's a good email address for the business or even a personal one?
Should we just do the personal one?
You can do that. This is for your... This is like for us to send you your invoice, like if, you know, once we get everything going, it's not, you know, it's not to showcase. On your website, you can put a business one if you like, or even the personal one. It's up to you. But here for this is just for account purposes.
Hang on. Let's do the AJ Junk Removal. 25
okay.
At Gmail.
25 at Gmail. Okay. All right. Yep, it's showing as a valid one. If we have a pretty neat system, it'll let us know the address. It fills everything in, which is cool. All right, so that's that. And then, so just some basic questions for the business, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that, you know, we want to make sure you're being listed the right way. So as far as hours of operation, like how do you want to be listed on the first page of Google to show as far as business hours?
You know, I could do 7 days a week, and we can do 7 to 6.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do Monday through Friday. Okay. All right, got that.
I can do weekends.
Oh,
Monday
through
weekends, too.
Monday through Sunday. Let's
yeah,
do that.
Sunday
okay.
through Saturday, or Sunday through Saturday, or however, Monday through Sunday, or however.
Monday through Sunday, okay. Yeah, we can do that. You can always change that at any time if you like to. So as far as the keywords, once again, our team is just going to look some up, but this is just for general so that we can give an idea. So obviously junk removal, junk disposal. Do you do like post-construction disposal or stuff like that too, or no, or just anything that's junk related, or
yeah, anything basically. As long as it's not too big, you know, because I'm just starting out.
Okay.
I want to get there at one point, but
okay.
Yeah. I mean, if the job is small enough where I can handle with a couple guys, then yeah, you know, so it's kind of hard to say right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a problem. We can always tweak it later on. This is just to get a general idea. And then, so are you just doing residential right now, or you want to take on commercial jobs?
I just want to do residential for now.
Okay, cool. We can always add a commercial later on. For example, like if the warehouse needs like pallets to be removed, you see what I mean? Like stuff like that, or they, you know, they got a bunch of old metal and stuff, and then, you know, because there's a lot of that too, especially in like LA County, or where you're, like, you know, there's a lot of businesses that want to get rid of stuff. So, but we'll stick to residential. You know, we could always change stuff, it later on.
If stuff like that I can do, but just like the bigger construction job, like concrete, like I don't want to get into that right now because I need a truck and different trailers, you know.
You would probably need a kind of little excavator too or something to pick that stuff up because, I mean, concrete's not, I mean, you know?
Right.
It's heavy-duty stuff. Okay,
yeah,
no worries.
Exactly.
Once again, you're not married to the keywords as well, so that's another huge benefit.
Okay.
You can always change your keywords and update them, but you would have to let us know, and we can update those keywords for you. So that way, you know, once the business starts evolving, then you're going to be able to have that as well. Okay, so that's another good benefit. And then if you want to add more services as well later down the road, that's kind of related to that, then you can also do that as well.
Okay.
All right. And is the business, this is, you don't have to right now, is the business licensed and insured or not yet?
It is licensed. I do have the license permit, and then I still got to get the insurance. So I still got to get the insurance. So I'll probably figure that out this week.
No worries. You don't have to have it, you know, obviously off the bat, which is good. But, I mean, you're doing it the right way because don't get me wrong.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of people at Home Depot that have those junk removal trucks. I don't know about those guys. No offense to those guys, but... But, you know, like...
No, I know, and they're trying to make a buck, I get it, you know. But,
yeah, and I respect that. Yeah, I respect that, but at the end of the day, you know, like, you're, you know, doing the right way, the things the right way, so that when, as your company grows, and, I mean, people see that, and that's just, you see what I mean? It's just a more established professional look, which is good, so, all
right. Right, and people want that, even residential, I think, in the night.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, they want someone that, you know, is licensed, sure, like, you know, has, you know, their stuff together, has some online presence. I mean, that's what it is. Like, a lot of people don't think about this type of stuff. So I've been here for 7 years, and some people are like, oh, I'm word of mouth, and word of mouth. Okay, that's all great, but guess what? You know, it doesn't matter if you're word of mouth. Like, if someone were to refer me to a business, the first thing I do is look them up online. That's one of the things I do as even restaurants. Like my buddy's like, hey, go check out this restaurant. Okay, cool. What's the name? And then I check them out. Like I've learned my lesson where I just go directly to the restaurant. I'm like, no, man. You know, maybe you have a different palate than I do, you know, a taste palate, but, it wasn't my cup of tea,
right.
You know, so people want to check that out. And, so you did mention West Hills, obviously that's where you're at. You're going to go also to Calabasas. What other cities you want to target?
Woodland Hills, Thousand Oaks, Westlake, up in that area. Oak Park, I think it's up there. Westlake, I think it's up there.
Thousand Oaks.
What's the one? Thousand Oaks. What's the one? Not Palos Verdes.
Give me one.
Granada Hills. What's the city up there? Again?
You got kind of like where the business is. Kind of like, give me 1 second. Let me just do a surrounding. There's a couple, right? So you got obviously Calabasas. You got Greater Moldwood. I don't know if that's another one, but there's more Saratoga Hills. But that's, I don't know, West Malibu Canyon. That's kind of a little further, right? But all right. Well,
Porter Ranch, I think it's near.
Porter Ranch. Okay. Yep. Porter Ranch. Yep. I got that.
Porter Ranch. Yeah. So yeah, things like that, like upper nicer valley, you know what I'm saying? Not that the other area is bad, I just think you get more bang for your buck up there.
And not only that, but to be honest with you, like for example, you know, my I'm born and raised in Orange County, so you know, in Orange County you have you have your Newport Beach, your Huntington Beach, you see what I mean? Like the beach cities.
Yeah.
That definitely, the people are not going to like, they're not going to like kind of fight for the price. They're like, okay, just get this out of my life. You know, that's just
right,
the way they see
right,
things. You
right.
know, they just wanted the right company, like, hey, get it done. Okay, cool.
Right.
So we got that. All right. So GBP, no GBP quite yet. You said you have a Facebook, correct? Okay.
Yeah, well, actually, I just started. I think I just opened it. I haven't even.
Don't worry about it.
I think I just.
We got you covered. We got you covered. Don't worry about it. I just wanted to like see if we're gonna include that for the notes for our technician. That's just what it is. Okay. So attracting. Okay. Cool. We got that. Okay. Yeah, that's where I bought one of my first cars, sports cars in Thousand Oaks. I just remembered that. I was looking for an Infiniti G35 a while back. That's like years ago. And I found it there from it was a pilot, or I think it was a pilot, and he just bought it. He was too tall for that little thing because it's a coupe.
Yeah.
And he's like, nope, right. He bought a station wagon. But I remember I got a good deal on it because – the guy was just, like, trying to get rid of it. He's like, man, I bought this not so long ago, and it's just not for me. It was a stick shift, too, so it was in Thousand Oaks. Remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I got a ping from my supervisor. Said, Chris, here's the approval code. And it's just funny. The approval code is just AUG and then 20, which is August 20. All right, so let me type that in. So that will lock you in at that price point, and that's everything included. So we're doing pretty much everything that I just mentioned for that price point. So that's going to stay in. It's not going to go up at any moment. And once again, you're able to, cancel. But once you start seeing results of something like this, one of the things that I do recommend, like in the near future, like once this starts going, is there's another service that's really, really, really good with Google. It's not Google Ads. That's not as good, but it's called, I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called Google Guaranteed or Local Service Ads through Google.
Mm-hmm. No, I have not.
No, you haven't? Okay. So that's like a pay-per-lead service. But I'll tell you this, Juan, we've been working with that service for about 2 years. They do require a couple things, like just so you know, for the near future, they do require license and insurance. They do require a background check to make sure that you don't have, like, any crazy felonies or murders or, you know, that's what they're looking for, right? And that's guaranteeing the customer. Yeah, right. I know. If it's like DUI for something that minor, like a whatever, misdemeanor, then they don't care about that, but they don't want to see any major crazy stuff because, and it would have to be within the past 7 years. And then you would have to, you know, prove that you're, like a U.S. citizen, social, EIN or TIN number. But yeah, but that service later down the road is, I'm telling you, it's really, really good. But it's kind of expensive, but once, like, the company got junk or 1-800 got junk, yeah, they run their ads for Google Guaranteed, I just saw. But those guys are spending, like, thousands of bucks on it, but it's really, really good, I'm telling you. But that's later down the road. So... are you bilingual by any chance, or you just speak English?
Spanish as well.
Oh, you do? Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Okay, so the reason for that is because, you know, we just want to, you know, we want to make sure that we can all also target Spanish audience too, which is good. Not a lot of companies do that, but, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so I got everything here done. I'm looking at the client interview schedule. When would you like to do your client interview with a technician? We're open to 4 p.m. and we could do it today this afternoon, or we can also do it tomorrow in the morning. Tomorrow I pretty much have an open schedule for the technician, or we do have one here that's from 2 to 3, like within 30 minutes, or even 3 to 4 today, or you could do it tomorrow.
2 to 3 works today.
2 to 3? Okay, so I would, 2 to 3. Okay, I would have to put that in like ASAP, so that way we can,
okay.
And we can get to it.
What is the client interview?
It's client onboarding, so it's not client interview. So basically, remember how I told you you're going to talk to the technician about your website, they're going to verify all the keywords and all that, they're going to look into your account. That's what that is.
Okay.
They're going to cross the T's and dot their I's.
Gotcha.
Would you be able to do three? Because, you know, it's kind of short notice. Like, they want us to have at least, you know, a little bit more than 30 minutes so they can do the homework. Would 3 to 4 work for you, or would that be too late, 3 to 4?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So, yeah, that would be better. So that way they get some time to really do some research on your account, and we're not just, like, throwing stuff at them. They get a little upset with that, you know. They're like, you know, anyhow. So, okay, we'll do it from 3 to 4, and I'll send you a – yeah, I know. They're like, hey, Chris, what's going on, man? Like, I'm trying to, you know, trying to find some information, and it's like you're over here throwing it at us, which I get them too. So, all right, I'll do it from 3 to 4, and I'll send you in momentarily. You're going to receive the email confirmation for that appointment, and then you're also going to receive, once we're all done, your invoice. You're going to get your terms and conditions, all that good stuff, right? So you're going to get that here in the next few minutes.
Okay.
I'm just adjusting the billing so that way that price point gets locked in and there's no surprises later down the road, or, you know, as they call it, like, no sneak attacks where it's like, hey, what's going on? $249 is the price point. So let me just delete that older one with the setup fee and remove that and put in that credit. Okay, credit's in there. Good. Okay, so in order to secure the listing, Juan, at the $249, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
MasterCard. Just give me a minute. I'm trying to park this thing.
Sure. No problem. I'll wait for you. I forgot you mentioned you were driving.
Yeah, I did. Let me just go around the block again.
Sure.
I messed that up.
No worries, man. Sorry. No worries. You're good. While you're verifying that, is the address going to stay the same, the 6101, for the billing of that account?
Yeah, it's going to be the same one.
Okay, just want to verify so we can have that, and then
it's going to be a MasterCard. I'm ready when you are.
Yeah, I'm ready. And then I'll read it back to you as well for confirmation.
It's 5524-3330-0275-7756.
Okay, so I'll read it back to you. We got 5524, we got 3330, we got 0275-7756. Is that correct?
Can you read it back to me one more time? Sorry.
Sure. I got 5524. I got 3330-0275-7756.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then the expiration date and 3-digit code on the card.
That's 330 and 999.
330, okay. 999, okay. Okay, so before I process any of your payments, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a voice verification. This is basically to outline what we're doing today, and it's for an adequate form of protection. That way, you know, everything's good to go. We have to do this. This is a requirement through what we're doing, okay? So if there's anything that stands out and you don't know or you want me to re-explain, just say, Chris, can you re-explain that? And then I'll be able to break it down for you, okay? So...
Okay.
It does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance, and it's also an outline of the agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Junk removal.
Okay. Gotcha. And please state your name and the title within the business.
Juan Vitella, I am the owner.
Okay, great. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And are you an authorized user of the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, they just don't want to make sure you have a stolen card. Okay, so do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? And once again, it's going to come from our 877 number. Are you okay with being responsive to those calls and messages when we need you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. yeah, that's just to get the programming in. A lot of people, you know, they think it's set it and forget it, but it's, you know, we really need the involvement in order for this to take place. So that's why we want to make sure you're able to be proactive in the campaign. Okay, so that's a yes. And then you also, let's see. Oh, yeah, as a result of increased visibility, be advised that you may be getting calls from other companies unrelated to Local Splash or other people trying to sell you something. What we're going to do is we're going to give you an actual security question, okay? And then you have three options. So if you want to verify it's us, Local Splash, you got to let, you know, that person know, hey, what's my security question? They should know the question, and they should know the answer, okay? So that's another form of protection that we have, so that way there's no, you know, there's someone not trying to do something with your account or sell you something that's not good, right? So we have three questions: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Sanchez, maiden name.
Okay, we'll do that, Sanchez. All right, cool. So once again, they say, hey, it's Local Splash, ask them what's my security question, and then they should know the question and the answer, okay? So that's for security purposes.
Okay.
All right, cool. So, and then as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the requirement business documentation. So once again, when we do the Google Business Profile verification, they might ask you for, you know, pictures of the work, or they might ask you for a quick, you know, pictures of the truck, or, you know, is that something that you can get done if once required through Google to get your business verified?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right. So you're paying for the initial setup. All right, will be charged today's date, which is today's the 20th of August, and it's going to be for the amount. All right, so it's going to be $249. So it's going to stay the same. We're waiving your setup fee, and we're getting you grandfathered into that plan. And that would be a month-to-month, no contract. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting the client support. I just shot you a text message with my contact information. Literally, I'm putting my extension on there, but it's that 877 number. That's the number that you want to call. It's, you know, it'll take you directly to customer service. If you need to get a hold of me, my name is Chris Hernandez, then you can just type in my extension and boom, it'll just get connected over to me, okay? So you should have that information already in your inbox. So okay. Also, what I did is I sent you your terms and conditions. So with the terms and conditions, you should have received a text message or an email. I don't know if you got that. It'll say Local Splash is the initial invoice.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So what you need to do later on before the client interview that I'm setting up too, and I'm going to set you up right now so that way we don't miss that later on. So that call, that's the last thing, Juan, is please don't miss that client onboarding call. Client interview sounds kind of intense. You're right. It kind of doesn't sound really good. It's client onboarding. I don't know why we've always called it a client interview. But it's a client onboarding call, and basically what that is, it's only going to be 30 minutes long or maybe 45. We block off an hour, but just want to make sure we give you enough time. And that's the destination to go over all the information. Don't miss that later on. It's going to be from 3 to 4 p.m., and I'm sending you an email invite confirmation, too, on your in your email, so that way you have that as well. So.
Okay.
Let me just put that right here. I'm just sending that right now from 3 to 5. Okay. So those terms and conditions, once again, once you get them and you get a chance, just type in your first name and last name. That'll activate your client dashboard. Once your client dashboard is activated, then that way they can proceed with the client interview. So if you want to do it before or while you're on the phone with them, that's fine, as long as you put your name and that'll activate that. So did you get that confirmation?
Hold on. I was trying to back up. I got a thank you for looking, choosing Local Splash, send a copy of your invoice. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, okay, cool. You got that. And then I just sent you a calendar invite for 3 p.m. So 3 to 4 p.m., they're going to contact you. It's going to be from an 877 number, and that's going to be our technician. So once again, I want to thank you for giving me the time of your day. I was glad that I was able to get that discount for you. That's definitely going to save you money. And then the Google Guarantee stuff, once everything gets rolling and you get your license and you're insured, then that's going to be the next step. I mean, that's later down the road, but that's something that's also a great program that can benefit you when you're seeing good results with this. Like, that'll really get you those qualified leads instead of, like, you know, it's a good program, but it's something to kind of think about in the near future. So if there's any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out, Juan. You have my contact information. And then once again, just a reminder, do not miss that client interview call from 3 to 4. Okay.
3 to 4. Right. Okay. Got it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, everything's good to go. Thank you so much. And we'll be in touch, Juan. Okay. We'll talk to you in shortly, about an hour and so.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good rest of your day. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You as well. Bye-bye.